Live from the centre of Lita at exactly 3.30 on a Thursday. Once again, we say hi to Jasper van Bessem from Holler Trails. Nice to have you back, Jasper.
Always good to be here.
You're looking very fit. You must say the same to me, and I'll say, you see.
That's what you get if you go to Holler Trails, yeah.
Indeed, indeed. And a special guest with us today, Ian Wilson from Single Track Minded. Lovely to have you on board as well.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
And welcome, guys. Your neighbors in the park. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And the reason that we're all together on this occasion is, it could be a dreadfully sad event. And it should be a dreadfully sad event when a young man, one of the members of the community, much loved, former pupil of Curro, a young leader in his own right, a young man who has given so much to the community, and his life was ended tragically after a motor vehicle accident on Saturday. The entire community has come together, been moved by the fact particularly, I think, the fact that the family has been so forgiving, you know. We won't go into the circumstances of it, but certainly this is a good family that we feel the pain, we feel the weight of the burden of the loss of a child, one of our children, and yet we celebrate that life. We celebrate the fact that this community is so strong and the family is so strong. And Tide Duncan, who's the young man that passed away, his life will be remembered, I think, forever in this community, but particularly among those that enjoyed the wild surf and the great outdoors, because he was absolutely part of that. The family has been part of that, and you guys both knew him very well, possibly, and you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. A little bit more than just from a workplace, but the Duncan family are our neighbors. So for the last 2 years, you know, we've been neighbors. And this year, Tide joined Glide and Ride, which is a children's development coaching company, which we coach kids on bicycles and small kids. And Coach Tide was just an amazing, amazing coach. And he had an incredible gifting for connecting with these kids. And everywhere he went, he was absolutely loved. And, yeah, he was just a real inspiration. And such a great young man to have on board, and he just touched everyone wherever he went, from teachers and parents to the kids actually themselves. And
special young guy, and it was his friends and colleagues that took the initiative to put together the event that we're going to be talking about today.
Absolutely, and I think that's just to honor our team. They got hold of us and just said, can we please, at the stage where we were all fighting and rooting for him, and they said, please, can we do something for him? And, so to come from them, and really it didn't come from us. It came from, all his colleagues, to say, can we do something for Tide? And then, obviously with what has happened, they've all stood up and said, we'd still like to go ahead. And, we now want a celebration. We want to celebrate his life. And so the Ride for Tide still going ahead. And, that's going to be this Saturday at 8 o'clock down at Holler Trails. And,
we'll talk about the mechanics in just a sec, but I think it's important to understand the rationale behind the ride initially was to raise funds for the medical treatment, which was enormous in terms of cost. And then, obviously, because Tide passed away, the costs haven't gone away. They're still there, and the family is no doubt left with not just the pain and the agony of having lost their son, but also now having to deal with these enormous medical bills. And that's why these initiatives, and there are several initiatives in the community that are happening almost simultaneously, all being driven by love, by different people, by different communities. And that's why it's so wonderful, I think, to celebrate a life like this. We can do so little, and yet together we can do so much. And this is the opportunity that we have here now.
It's incredible. Like just, you know, we contacted the sponsors and everyone who'd, you know, come on board, and not one single sponsor pulled out, and they said, no, please keep it in. Let's go ahead with it. So it's just, yeah, it's been absolutely, this Bolito community and the greater community has been unbelievable. And it's just, yeah, it's.
So let's then talk about the event on Saturday. The ride, is it called the ride or the glide?
It's called, so the business is called Glide and Ride, but the ride on Saturday is called the Ride for Tide.
Uh-huh.
Very simply, it's purely for Tide. So Ride for Tide. And yeah, I just want to thank you, Jasper and Honor. They've come on board and sponsored all the permits for everybody to come down for this ride. And just, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying.
It's
all being, well, part of it, part of the community and giving back. And
well, the Holler team is amazing. We love them. And thanks again, Jasper, for what you and the guys are doing. If I want to ride, and I'm sure that there are many listening to this that would like to just be there to show solidarity and to contribute where they can, what is the process?
Very simply, come along a little bit earlier. We are expecting a number of people, so get there maybe 1:45. Holler Trails do serve incredible coffee, so come early. And
come at 7, and you've got enough time to make
come
it.
Come at 7, and I think
a bit
Jasper.
Of time to sort out the permits. Although I just discussed with Darren that it's probably the best idea to everyone is wearing a ribbon, that the ribbon is the permit for that ride.
And actually, on that, we've had some friends from his school or that are actually going to be there with ribbons and to make a donation, and so everyone to wear ribbons. So
yeah, it's actually a guy that rides. So it's nothing that we're not doing the gold route or anything hectic. It's just a short, simple 5-ish K ride.
Guided, so everyone go guided, as a group.
So all
long
of
trail.
All of Tide's coaches and work colleagues are all going to be there to help the kids, help the parents. RPS security has been incredible. They are supplying free marshals and are going to be there on the day. So it's not about the ride. It's fun, open, easy, safe. So yeah, so come along. Also, from our side, Single Track Minded, the bike shop there, we will offer free bike hire for any families out there, for the children. Any kids' bikes, we've got a fleet of 60 or 70, so any kids that want to ride, and we will offer free bike hire to any kids out there
fantastic.
That want to come along and ride. And
now you you talked about sponsors and prizes and things like that. How are those going to be won? Excuse me.
So it's going to be all going into a raffle, and we're going to be doing the raffle on Sunday, and we'll be doing it live on Instagram. So all the details and that we'll put up onto the Instagram.
And those that come along to ride, will they have an opportunity to donate towards the costs?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. So, yeah. And just on that, it's the heart is for Tide. So it's an, if, and we want people to be free to come along and enjoy, and there's no forced issue on donating or not. So. It's must come from their heart.
And no limit on numbers, Jasper. You can manage a big crowd.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, then the message is clear, folks. If you have been moved by, of course you've been moved by the events of the past couple of days. Who hasn't been? If you want to actually show solidarity, if you want to get out there and be seen to be part of doing something to commemorate a life that has been lost far too soon, but still has brought so much joy to the community and continues to do so by bringing people like you and I together now. Come out on Saturday. Come and be part of the community. Come and meet your neighbors, meet new friends, make new friends, celebrate a life, and help the family shoulder some of the burden of the costs of the medical exercise. And guys, from our perspective, thank you for what you are doing and continue to do. And all we can say is how blessed we are to be part of a community that cares and that is not ashamed to get out there and do stuff for each other.
Dave, just there have been some requests. If anyone does want to get involved or can't be there on the day and want to sponsor any more prizes, may I give out?
Of course, please.
So you can contact the Glidden on the Glide and Ride number, which is 083-999-9172. Or on Instagram, it's Glide, GLIDE, and AND, Ride, RIDE, or glideandride.co.za. So, yeah, please contact us if there's in any way you want to get in part and join in. We're absolutely open and welcome to it.
And if you've only just joined us or you've missed part of the conversation and you want to catch up, don't worry. It's going up as a podcast shortly in the next half hour. It'll be up on our platform, on both our website and our apps that are available through the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Free download, Life and Style. The details of what we've been discussing will be on that podcast. You'll be able to listen to the entire discussion and join us on Saturday for the Ride for Tide. My special guests, Ian Wilson, Jasper van Bessem. Thanks so much, guys, for what you're doing. And Jasper, we'll see you in a week's time.
Next week again. Yep.
Look forward to it. You're on 88 FM Radio, Life and Style.
Today, forgotten.